deal with the country. He's not a Lorne Thompson exactly, but not Tommy Thompson, but he's, what I'm saying is that if you go the route of a personal kind of representative and feed into you, Henry, for example, to the general here, he would make an excellent chief of staff, if you will, of the whole team there, and make that whole team pull together in a way that I don't think that they have been. And with all due respect to Jay Bean, who I've also known for a long time, I think they'll get some things done and get work.
We're going to try to get more done through the embassy there. We should. It's not fair for Cabrini to get in and for our guy not to agree.
Cabrini does feel like he's a little bit, has been a little bit.
Well, that's been bad. I mean, Jerry's been bad. As you know, it's a question of, he's got a nice house and everything, but the ambassador on those countries must be a total pain in the neck. But, fighting for it.
I don't think we have the best possible morale in our Romanian embassy.
Who's ambassador there, Meeker?
Yes, sir. Leonard Meeker.
He's a little fucked up with Yugoslavia, so.
I can't sense a little problem in Romania, which I did not find at all in Czechoslovakia. I think that's it.
Did you visit that way of speaking, Czechoslovakia, or some of the Greek things? You see, you've been there before.
No, I never had, sir.
They had a beautiful summer.
Oh, absolutely.
You get across the university and across the river. Did you go to the old cemetery? Did you go there?
I didn't, but my wife did. They made it work all the time.
they showed to me, I guess it was called a Jewish thing, I said it is, but they have five tiers, you know, where they are buried and so forth. And
they told us about it.
It's a fantastic experience to go there. I was working most of the time, too. Those the only two things I saw across the river and saw the river. I can see why the Czechs. Why they must hate the dead Russians. But then any one of those countries got a vote. The Russians get 5%.
Yeah, sure.
Only the people at the top are there.
Yeah, sure. The amazing thing about Czechoslovakia was the service you got in restaurants.
Was it better?
Beautiful. I mean, they have a pride.
They still have their German.
Yes. They wanted to impress us that the communists also were not going to take their.
did that do it this year?
Sure. Yeah,
and the Russians too, you know, they like that.
Sure.
And they care about this and that.
Well, I thought of even a crazy idea of putting out a Polish joke book because they're jokes about the Russians. The Russians are just absolutely great.
Normally would be out of the Navy a year from now. certainly, I was thinking of things on, we could talk about, he can write about the volunteer army, he can travel abroad. Now, for example, one of the things I should do, he's been invited to you, Julia, I mean, Christian and Eddie Cox are on a trip to Europe now, which they're paying for themselves, they wanted to take. They've been invited by the Russians to come there. The Chinese have invited David and Julie to go to China in the spring.
Right.
Now, that could be a very good piece for him to write with Love Returns, something like that, because he will be a keen observer.
He's done a lot of traveling. He could be a roving reporter for us.
And he could go to place.
In place.
And he's got 95% of all the people anyway.
Sure.
I think we're at this point, I don't know how you feel regarding Vietnam, if at this time we get an agreement from them that provides for a return of our POWs, or a ceasefire, and for Vietnam, for election supervised elections, where the South Vietnamese determine their future.
Right.
I think if Pew kicks, says, I won't go, and I will not sign unless you also have an agreement that all the North Vietnamese leave South Vietnam, I think the American people would say, the hell with him,
I would
have to sign.
I think so.
What are they getting? I don't think the American people want to continue bombing and so forth, but what do you think?
I agree with you completely. The sooner we can get it over with, the better, without absolutely scuffing too.
I think the very fact that on May 8th, I did what we did. You know, I bombed, we mined, we went to Russia.
Yeah.
We have proved now that we will stand up, but now Pew can't say, I've got to have victory.
Absolutely not. No.
That's your feeling.
I agree, sure. And I don't see how you can, give in to him every single thing he wants.
And what do you think if we made that kind of a deal and he said, hey, well, you just go ahead and make it?
I'd go ahead and make it, and I think he'd go along.
We'll see.
What else could he do? If he knows you mean business,
yeah,
he's
got to
go.
Right. Let me say, too, that the need, getting back to your side, that's one of the reasons Keogh appeals to me, is that I know that he needs to be inside. He is a tenacious,
that's right,
utterly loyal fellow.
That's right. He certainly is. But if Donnie has a great asset, is he's close to you and you've got his confidence in him. But I think
you're so right about Russia. If these goddamn left-wingers in this country are all talking about the great communist societies, ever visited communist countries, they've never be that way.
Funny thing happened, I was standing with Jake Beam and a fellow named Zhukov came up, a very important man, not the general, but some other general.
I know the one.
And he said, I'm coming over to your country shortly to go to the Dartmouth Conference. And I said to Ambassador Beam, I said, is that a financial conference of some sort? He said, no, it's a little bit like the Pugwash Conference.
Yeah.
And the Russian demurred. He said, well, it isn't exactly like the Pugwash thing. But he said, it was something that Norman Cousins has worked up. He said, do you know Norman Cousins? I said, very well. He said, do you know David Rockefeller? And I said, very well. And he said, well, those fellows have got this conference going for friendship. And then we had lunch with him, and he understood I was with the Bicentennial. And he said, by the way, who's chairman of the Bicentennial? And I said, David Mahoney. And he said, who's he? I said, he's President Norman Simon. Oh, he said, I know Norman Simon very well. So David Rockefeller, Norman Simon, and Norman Cousins are, these are the guys they work with and play with.
And they're all
They're all
one of the, I hope, well, I mean, it's got to catch fire, but it can be done without a good staff, and the staff isn't very good.
No.
And you, then you need a really big man to run it.
You have to take that, no, you do, but, no questions.
It's got to be a fellow like Bob Moses used to be, only a better man than that, you know, to run the whole.
He was all right. We could find him, you could give him some money, but.